welcome to our podcast, Two Chicks on a Couch with Charlotte and Molly.
We love listening to podcasts all the time. We love a good chat. So we just thought,
talk shit
all the time. So we just thought, why don't we record it? See if anyone else wants to listen. If
anyone's crazy enough to put themselves through it.
Well done to you.
We love you, legend.
We're just two girls from Sydney.
17.
Yeah. Going into year 12. This year, final year of high school, so it should be exciting.
Got no fucking idea what we're doing with our lives, but
YOLO, it's fine.
It's fine.
You live and you learn. So,
and maybe some of you guys are in that same boat too.
Exactly. Maybe have already been through that.
I feel like everyone just acts like they know what they want to do.
Yeah, but they don't actually know what they want to do.
Maybe we should do that. Yeah, guys, we've got it all fucking together.
We've got it figured out.
Bro, lawyer.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Penthouse apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
Really wish we could just get money without working.
So good, wouldn't that be?
Or just live on the beach.
Yeah, I would love to live by the beach.
We are just, we'll do a get to know us.
Yeah, so.
We are average.
Yeah, average girls. Chicks. Yeah. Both have jobs. Both Aussies. I'm a lifeguard at a pool.
Yeah, I work at Coles, the supermarket.
Toxic workplace, it's everybody. Going really don't well. Work at Coles. No offense to you.
Worse, the fresh food people.
They suck.
They do suck.
Coles all the way, but we don't support their toxic environment.
No.
But
they pay me.
They do pay you. That is the main thing. But
yeah, fine. we're just two chicks
having a chat
about and
random shit. Really.
Sometimes we're really fucking weird.
So sometimes if you catch us doing an accent.
Yeah, don't we also tend to speak in shitty accents.
Shitty American accents, always.
Oh, you always just did it.
Mm.
We just really entertain ourselves, so maybe we can entertain some other people.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So today, we woke up. We woke up at 6 a.m. actually.
We did wake up at 6 a.m.
Quite early for us, I'm not gonna lie.
We are not the early birds.
Definitely not. So I was quite surprised to see us both awake.
We did crash pretty hard last night. Yeah. We had a bit of a rough night.
A bit wild.
Yeah, we definitely some alcohol. Down.
Definitely some other substances.
Some herbal teas if you're, up on that one. Drift. Yeah, that's the one.
it was a good night.
It was a good night.
Nothing too wild happened or anything.
Yeah, kept pretty safe.
Yeah.
I think that's the important thing. If you're going to, you're going to go a bit crazy, make sure.
In a controlled environment.
Nothing bad's going to happen.
Yeah. Woke up this morning.
If you're here, we love you. We don't want you going anywhere.
True. Very true.
And if there's no one here,
then
we love each other.
We love each other, so it's fine.
It's okay.
Woke up this morning and was having breakfast. Not really breakfast. It was like at 11.
It was just because we hadn't eaten anything. Yeah, we feel like shit.
We were having some fruit, and I noticed that Molly over here brought out a mug of milk.
Because cold milk? I think that is totally normal.
I don't think it is. Because I think milk, why would you drink it plain?
Because it's a cool beverage. Like, you're having, if anyone understands this, you're having some food and you just feel like a cup of milk. Like, you've had it since you're a kid. You just...
Yeah, but it's just not a drink that you have by itself. Like, if you drink milk, then I would consider you a psychopath.
This is the argument that we have.
Yeah.
Are milk drinkers the most elite people you will ever know?
No.
Yes, they are. Or are they psychopaths? Definitely not, but...
They are. I mean, disagree. It depends. Okay, plain milk, disgusting. Milk in Milo, milk in cereal,
but that's just
delicious.
Like chocolate milk.
Yeah, but it still has, like, a large amount of milk in it. It's just with flavouring.
Milk
anyway,
with ice? How do we feel about that one? Disgusting. Milk with ice...
Worse.
Can put me off. As a milk drinker, it can put me off.
Me as not a milk drinker puts me off majorly.
The thought of milk puts you off.
Yeah, but milk and ice... Because
the ice melts. And that's
your... And it makes watery milk.
That is a very valid point.
That's...
But then again, if you were to drink the milk...
Quick
and then
enough.
You have ice just to eat at the end, because we are both big ice eaters.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird, but
you gotta,
sometimes it gets really fucking hot here.
And you're just like,
you just want
a cup of ice.
Yeah, you just want some ice, just, munch on.
Munch on.
I mean, I promise we do eat normal foods.
We eat a lot, actually.
We eat a lot. Yeah, for, girls, I feel like we eat a lot.
Yeah.
Like, those girls who are like, oh, I'll have one cucumber.
Yeah, I'm not that.
No.
I don't really eat healthy either.
No. I feel like...
You only live once. I'm not going to spend my time.
And balanced lifestyle.
Yeah,
you know?
Balanced diet.
Chuck a few fruits in there and then a few chocolates and
you'll be right.
Milk and you'll be right.
Not milk, but sure.
So if anyone's listening, do you think milk drinking is...
Psychopathic
or just...
Yeah. Autonomous.
Autonomous, yes. If anyone knows what that is, you definitely did PE in school.
Yes, you did.
We just learned that. We're quite proud.
I know. I love that we use that now.
We don't have a very wide vocabulary, though.
We don't.
And if we say the word like...
A lot.
It's just
it's
a habit.
Hard, because what else can you say instead
you
of it?
You can't really break... Well, there's but then if you're
but
like,
Like, the words are just too easy to say.
Easy, yeah. And I feel like you're taught to just, it's just like a breaker
like,
upper.
Yeah, it just, I don't know.
I don't know if that's a word, but we'll go with it.
Yeah. I feel like everyone does it though, so it's completely fine.
I feel like the younger you are though, the more you do it.
The more you do it for sure, because,
or
it could just be laziness as well.
It could also be laziness.
But.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. You can't change what you've got, really.
It is what it is. And I mean, our school's okay.
Yeah.
They teach us a bit. We go to an all-girls school.
Yeah.
All-girls Catholic school.
Mm. So, it's a bit wild there.
It is a bit wild.
I
feel like it's not what you'd expect.
Yeah.
Like, well, I feel like if you're a boy going to an all-boys school...
Do you know what to expect?
I mean, you do, but then you also...
Like, a bit...
Like, they just more fight, whereas girls are just bitches.
It's insane at our school.
It is crazy how...
Just the amount of
petty... People can be so nasty.
So nasty. And I'm like, what's the deal? Like, what's the point? Because then they forget about it, like, 2 weeks later, and you're like...
Yeah, like, what was the... But, like, they've actually hurt someone's feelings or something.
Yeah, and they're just like, whatever.
Yeah. Our big motto is positive vibes only.
Positive vibes only. If you don't support that, then...
This is not for you, because...
Yeah.
There's a lot of fucked up shit in the world, so...
Let's just bring some more positivity vibes to...
You know? If you make some awkward eye contact with someone...
Just smile at
smile.
Them.
Like, if you think you embarrass yourself...
Smile.
Everyone else
Have
is going to forget about
Get
it in
it.
5 minutes' time.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
True.
You know, Rich. I always fall over myself.
Mm.
Like, I'll literally just be walking, my fucking legs just stop working.
Or, like, bump into things?
Yes. Or just say embarrassing shit.
Yeah.
That probably shouldn't be said.
Definitely, but at the end of the day, it is what it is.
It is what it is. You live once, and
it's all about being human.
No one's perfect,
and no one's gonna remember about like.
No one's gonna remember it.
So
unless it's fucking funny, then people are gonna bring it up,
and you have like.
But that's when you just embrace it.
That's when you just laugh about it. You're like, okay, whatever.
Have a laugh at yourself. I think that is the key to life.
People take themselves too seriously.
Yeah, like, you just need to sit back and be like, what the fuck, bro?
That
was crazy.
That was crazy that one time.
Yeah.
Like, have a laugh.
Yeah.
If people are stuck thinking about it, it's like, well...
And, like, you're just thinking negatively and thinking, oh, those people think this about me. Like, not really. No one cares.
No one actually gives a shit.
When you actually get to that... Like, level where you're just, like, no one cares. Like,
it's so much better if you can, like, let go of, like, the little things.
Mm.
And just, like...
Just focus on you. Focus on positive vibes.
Yeah.
Radiating
positive
energy.
Energy,
With energy.
Okay, sorry. I mean, vibes, energy.
Vibes, energy. Same shit.
Yeah.
Different word.
But, yeah, no. I definitely think going to an all-girls school is way different to going to a co-ed.
I think sometimes the positive vibes aren't there.
Sometimes they're not, and they're just like...
It's just shitty vibes.
It's just shitty vibes sometimes.
But I think at the same time that school's always...
Shitty?
Yeah, I feel like because like you're doing tests, you're under pressure.
Yeah.
If you don't have many friends, like...
It's hard.
It's very forced.
Yeah, you're putting like this place and you're just forced to become friends with people.
And
do... And
especially if you go by yourself.
Yeah.
Like if you start high school by yourself.
That was me.
No one...
Yeah. I had one person that ended up leaving.
Yeah, I had two people.
So, it was...
Not really friends with.
Yeah, neither. So, it kind of sounds like...
Yeah, they
find
just kind of like chucked in the deep end.
But
and
I feel like it just works itself out.
It does.
It doesn't like, you know...
And I also feel like this could be a bit controversial, but your parents are not your best friends.
Oh, definitely
If
not.
They are... Not gonna lie, it's a little weird.
A little weird.
But we'll deal with it. We are a bit weird. But I think if you're having school problems, like say you get a mark back and you don't like that mark, and you go and talk to your parents, what are they gonna do about it? They're in school, what? many years ago.
And, like, I feel like they don't really understand.
Yeah, I feel like you have to handle it yourself.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like, I would never, like, tell my parents anything. Like, I don't really, no, I don't know. Don't. Neither do I. I've never
Like, people are very mom. Open. They'll tell them, oh, like, I'm drinking, I'm doing this.
But I'm just like, they don't Or, like,
if
know.
They're meeting up with a guy, they, like, yeah, tell their parents, like, oh, we kissed in the car. Like, whoa.
It's disgusting.
I just don't.
I just think some things just need to stay separate.
Yeah.
Like, you're living a life together, but you're separately... You have separate lives. You have separate lives. Like, you don't know what's going on in their life every second of the day, so...
Yeah.
I think, like...
It's pretty crazy that they birthed you, though.
I know, that is wild.
Very fucking...
Not looking forward to that,
A watermelon in your stomach.
I know.
Jeez. Oh.
Can you imagine that?
If anyone has given birth...
Congrats.
You really... You're just, like, a fucking sick cunt.
I also think that...
I never say that.
I also think people don't give enough credit to women who
I feel like have it's kids expected or, like, just, like, normal.
Just birthing in general.
Like, that is it's just, like, fucking wild. It is wild.
Wild concept.
We say the same words, wild.
We do, but...
But it is it wild. It is,
because a freaking human just...
Like, and you know what's even crazier? So say you birth, like, whatever, a kid... Like, I'm taller than my mom now.
Yeah.
So it's like they kind of outgrow you.
It's weird to see that, like, okay, so that they grow. So tiny. You're so, and then they grow, and then they come out and they grow even more.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's probably like, an amazing thing to watch. But I don't know if I can do it.
I feel like it'd also be really gross. I know I'm a girl.
I know, but it's just like, I know it's my body.
Yeah.
But I still don't want to, like. And
this is another, probably definitely TMI. Like, shitting when you give birth. Is a thing.
I can't think of anything more embarrassing.
Like,
though.
Imagine, like, the doctor being like, oh, it's not the baby. Yeah. That's a fucking log.
And, like, people who, like, other people who are in the room.
Yeah.
Like, your husband or, like, your mum.
Yeah,
or something.
And then being like, oh. Like, if you fart, like, really.
Yeah. And, like, I know they're all like, oh, but it's, like, normal. Like, that stuff natural. Happens. Like,
no,
the nurses are
no
used to it.
No one wants it to happen.
Like, it's just a bit embarrassing.
It is a bit But then, again...
It's natural.
It's natural.
So, whatever happens, happens.
It's not really embarrassing. But you can get through it.
Some people don't.
Yeah.
I really hope it's not. I don't.
I don't either. My mom said she didn't.
I don't think my mom did either.
But... I never
like,
know.
Like, when you just, like, shit before you go. Like,
yeah.
But then, like, you
But
know.
No, sometimes that's, like, a main... thing. Like, if you feel like you really need a shit, sometimes that's the baby, because same feelings.
Yeah, actually, I have heard that.
I heard that. Yeah. That's why, like, some babies are, like, not birth, like, the birth starts, like, on a toilet.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucked.
Pretty funny, though. Yeah. Childbirth as a whole, just...
Yeah. Kind of Credit to anyone who has put themselves through that, and then if they've done it again...
Multiple times. Willingly. After you have known, like, what it is like.
Yeah.
I think that's harder. Because the first time you're like, oh, like, I don't know what's going to happen.
And you're also so excited.
Just, yeah, and like, it's like your first child, you're like, yeah. Second time, you know what's coming.
Yeah, but then I feel like you'd also like, you want it.
Maybe.
But
whatever.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Crazy.
It is crazy.
As well.
It's fucking crazy, but at least they don't have their period, so.
Oh.
Lucky them.
True, but that's also a bitch, really.
Yeah.
Women just have it tough, I think. Like, honestly.
Welcome to a podcast of two girls sitting down and complaining about how hard it is to be a girl.
Honestly, it is, though.
And I feel like just no one knows.
No one knows.
About, like, anything, like, period related.
Oh, definitely.
Mainly we're speaking about guys here. Not to be, like, sexist or anything.
Or, like, one of those people who, like.
Or stereotypes all men. Like, I think everyone.
Some men might, but.
Yeah. But I think
we've
on a
experienced.
Whole,
I just think they just aren't very educated
on
the topic.
But
which
it's just because everyone shies
and I guess
away.
It doesn't relate to them, but at the same time, it's like.
It's pretty fucking.
It's so.
It's like the circle of life.
Exactly.
Like,
and if you don't know about it, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get educated. Because
and if your girlfriend has it, if your mum has it, like, just.
No
just
girl wants to be talking to a guy who doesn't really know.
You gotta be educated.
You gotta be. And you gotta be open to, like, letting her.
Talk about it. Like,
about
this
it
is a fucking every 3 to 4, 5 weeks, every month, this happens. And if you can't handle that, then
what are you doing, man?
I think that relationship's going a bit down the hill.
Just, like, maturity around it as well.
Yeah.
I just feel
Such
like...
Such a stigma around it. Like, everyone's like, ew, your period, ew.
So gross.
It's literally the most natural thing.
And I also, like, hate how everyone's like, it's not a big deal, like, stop complaining about it. And I'm like, it's kind of a weird thing when you think about it. It is a weird thing.
And if you're young, like, you don't really understand. Exactly.
And, like...
And it just kind of happens and you're forced to deal with it. Yeah, and you're just forced to deal with it.
Like, you don't want it.
It's not like you can just switch it on and off. And it's not, like, just a one-day thing. Like, it goes on for, like...
Yeah, and it...
3 to 7 days straight.
And for, like, multiple years.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I just think that everyone needs to, like, take a chill pill around it and then...
And talk about it more.
It because...
It's not that scary if you think about it.
Yeah, and if you talk about it more, then people are more like to feel like more comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's just better.
And it'll just make everyone feel a bit better because guys won't feel embarrassed to be like, oh, like, are you on your period? Like, they're legitimately worried, like, concerned. Not concerned, but if they want to know, they won't be, like, too scared to ask. And girls will be also a lot more
open to discussing it. Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I think it's definitely two-sided.
Yeah. Because I feel like if... I don't know, like, if I'm talking to a guy and I'm, like, in a shitty mood...
He just is like, oh, you're on your period.
Yeah, or, like, even if I'm on my period, I'm just, like, not...
Fuck off. Yeah, like, I can just be a bitch all the time.
Yeah, honestly, like, sometimes...
Positive vibes, I
know, but, like, sometimes it's very hard when... Especially, like, hormones are everywhere. Yeah. And I'm just like, this is not...
Like, you're a teenager.
And it is kind of uncomfortable. Like, it's very... It's not a comfortable experience at all.
Definitely.
And you feel a bit, like... dirty and like I don't know,
you're not feeling your best
life. You're not living your best life
but
if you do, if you can live your best life on it,
if you can also go without pain, painkillers, medicate, like whatever, Napajesi, Panadol, you fucking, like, it is hard. Wow, that is I'm genuinely like amazed. Bow down to you,
but it's not a fun time. So if anyone knows anyone,
If you're on your period right now, you'll get through this.
You will.
You're doing fucking great.
It's just a thing we have to deal with.
But I think men also, over time, like, I think with the new generation,
I think they will be more...
I think they're, like, more respecting and, like, kind of honouring it a bit more, which is very nice to see.
It is, because I feel like in the olden days, that kind of just was, like...
It was like, oh, well, you're not pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, it really wasn't a thing.
Like, it's like, oh, you got it. That's shit, because now you're not pregnant.
Yeah.
That's all they cared about. But times have changed.
Times have changed. I'm very glad that we live in today's...
Same. I think...
Today's age. I think we're very adapting, you know, modernizing, all of that fun stuff.
Definitely. It is sometimes shitty, but...
Yeah. Especially in relationships.
Relationships are hard. I mean, we are only 17, but...
We are both 17 and single. So, possibly ready to mingle, but not ready.
Not sure.
I'm not ready for that. Not ready for...
Commitment.
Yeah.
Like, severe commitment issues.
Slightly.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone does that. I feel like you're always scared because people can just lose feelings.
Some people like getting into relationships a lot.
That's very true.
Like, or and they find it easier, like, than others.
Relationship after relationship.
Yeah, they'd rather be in a relationship than be single.
But they feel like... I feel like that's also dangerous because if people feel like they can't be with themselves...
Like, when do you have time to heal?
Yeah. And, like, bro...
It can be rough.
It can be rough. Like, when you form that attachment with someone...
And then you just break up with them, they're gone.
Exactly.
That person that you talk to every day is just gone. Not there
and
anymore.
I always see it on... I don't know what it is. Like, some meme or something. And it's like you get literally... It's not a meme, it's just something on Instagram. Like you get attached to them like you do, like, drugs and alcohol. And
yeah, and so when it's gone, you're like...
So when it's gone, you, like, crave...
Them.
Them, or that feeling, because you attached to that feeling.
That's insane, though.
It is insane. It's insane how, like, emotions can literally control you.
And it's, like, weird how, like, we're put on this earth, and pretty much our main purpose is to find... That is someone true, and like reproduce.
Soulmate, find soulmate. Do you believe in soulmates?
I don't know. I think
I do.
But I don't think everyone always finds them.
Yeah, no. No, I don't. Yeah.
And like, if you do, congrats.
Mm.
Do you think people have multiple soulmates? At different stages in their lives? Like,
I mean, I definitely feel like some people are more compatible to each other than others.
Because like, you could have, like right now, currently, you could have a soulmate, right?
That I don't even know about. And be dating
or whatever. And then you change in 10 years. Like, you grow up, all this stuff happens. You become a new person, pretty much.
Pretty much.
And you might have a new soulmate.
Yeah.
Just because...
You've changed.
You've grown up.
Yeah, matured.
Grown apart, matured, yeah. So, like, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I don't have one. I don't think you can. Because...
And I think if you both try at a relationship...
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna... You want to do...
Exactly. You want it to work. That relationship. You want it to... I don't know. Well, we've never really been in
love at first sight.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because, like, obviously you look at someone, you're like, oh, they're hot. Or, like, yeah, they're very good-looking. Is it just the
physical attraction? Or do you know,
really know I'm like, they could be a dick.
Yeah.
Or a bitch, or, like, whatever. But
I do believe after you've met the one, like, I think you know instantly.
Oh, yeah. You know.
I think you... I haven't met the one, no.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Unless the one is me. Me, yeah, maybe me myself, and I will be.
Myself and I forever. No. But, oh, yeah, I don't know. I feel like you know...
I feel like you definitely know
after one.
After just looking at someone, I feel like you can't because what if they turn around and are like...
backstabbing bitch or some shit.
Yeah, or like we want different things in life and you're like, well, I loved you at first sight. I just don't think... That's
just like not a thing.
I don't see it happening.
I think you can say... I think... Okay. So let's just say you go out on a date with a guy or a girl, whatever. Mm. And you're like...
We embrace all. We love all.
And you're just, like, hanging out, whatever. You're getting good vibes from them. And you're, like... You normally know when you go home, you're like, okay, he's a good guy, she's a good guy. I definitely want to see them again. If you don't get that, then you're, like...
Yeah.
So, I feel like you kind of know whether or not it's going to work out.
You definitely know whether you want to continue it or not. But I feel like you'd get this other
feeling of, like oh, he's the one, or she's the one.
Like, that's it.
Especially if you've, like... been through like a couple of relationships or like some hard breakups or something like that, you'd like find a guy or a girl and you're like, wow, like
this feels right. And it's just crazy. And then what if you never feel that?
It's kind of scary though.
It is scary to think about
because of course no one wants to be alone, like, but like
of course when people get like older and they're still single, like now it's fine, everyone's like, oh yeah, you're young, but then like Everyone starts getting older. Like,
you don't want to be alone.
You're expected to, you know, settle down, have a family. But it's like, what if you don't find that person?
Yeah. Some people don't want to, actually.
Some people don't want to. And some people are very career-focused, which I respect as well.
Definitely. But it's just whatever you want to do, really. Mm. But, yeah, definitely, I don't know.
We don't know much.
We don't. We haven't had much experience.
Yeah, we're not in relationship. We're not the relationship type.
Not currently.
Just because,
I just feel like I'm too young.
Yeah. And I also feel this is just the thing.
Mm.
If you can't drive.
Yes.
You shouldn't be dating.
You should not be dating.
Let's be real. Are your parents going to drop you to the movies?
To the date or whatever? To the
little dick appointment? Like
no, that's disgusting. No.
Okay, I get it. Everyone has like their 12-year-old boyfriends, primary school, you know. The little ones. But that's not
like,
a relationship.
It's like when it's like in like year 9.
Yeah, and you think it's like, all official. Yeah,
and it's like, he's the one. And he can't even drive.
He just kind of needs to settle down. His mum
drops him to the movies. Like, a bit of a turn off.
But, I mean, if you go through their own. If you go through that and you get older and then they're just still together. Like, people meet their high school sweethearts.
I find that weird, though. Me too. Because I don't know how you could be with the same person when you're still growing up.
I feel like you just need to experience.
And, like, how do you not, like, want... Yeah. How do you not, like... Because if... You're with the same person all your life.
You won't know anything different. Yeah,
there could be your soulmate. They might not even be your soulmate.
Yeah,
your
soulmate you're just...
might be out there and you have no idea.
Exactly. But
I definitely think people need... It is also
very cute.
It is. And if it happens... It doesn't happen a lot.
It doesn't happen a lot.
Like, definitely, like, when our parents were...
Yeah, I think like, it was more... Because I feel like that was the main way you met people.
Yeah, definitely. But now, I think it's a bit different.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, bit of a story time.
Mm.
Last night at my house, my parents went away, so of course.
She had a free house.
Free house, you know. We're party people.
I would say we are.
We are pretty party people.
We like to have a good time.
And we were here, had a few friends over, not many, because we still got corona restrictions going on.
So we got to follow them.
So we stayed within those guidelines.
Yeah.
We had like 3 people over.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother, who doesn't live here anymore, has moved out. Decided to come, you know, without an invite, mind you, but that's family, it's okay, we love it. And then came and saw that we were doing shots and drinking and other stuff, and some, we were having a good time. And then we just got on the topic of, like, you know, bongs and everything, and he decided it was the right time for
him to pop over and get his.
Yeah, so he went and got his, and then we had the brother and sister bonding, and we all, his mates, he had a few mates over,
yeah.
We were still within restriction guidelines. Mm-hmm. And it was a good mix. It was good vibes.
Yeah. I thought it would... You know what?
I thought it would be awkward.
Me too. Because at the start, I was like, oh.
It's just going to be separate. Like, yeah, are they going to go upstairs? We're going to go downstairs. Yeah, like, what's going to go? Yeah.
But then, like... But I also... Okay, like, you know what else happened? So we were in swimming in the pool, like, having a good time. And then they left to get the bong. And then... For some reason, I don't really remember what happened between then.
You kind of disappeared for a while. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Because I was talking...
Because then I came down and you guys were at this table already sitting down.
Like, yeah, outside. You went up. She went upstairs and missed. You missed a whole lot.
I did.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. I really don't remember what happened there. Mm. But back to like the story time.
Yeah.
I got a bit emotional because, you know, sometimes when you drink.
You know, the emotions just flow out.
And I had been a bit upset because it's actually, I want to know your opinions. Okay. You guys' opinions. So. Generally, mm-hmm. when you grow up, so I have two older brothers,
mm-hmm.
but generally when you grow up, you stay closer with the mum side in your family.
Yes.
This is just talking like generic, like nuclear family, yep. like...
100%.
Just
generally, yeah. Yeah, I can relate to that.
That's pretty the normal
thing. I don't know why, but it just happens.
It just happens, yeah. I feel like you just drift more, like...
Yeah.
I live 5 minutes away from my mum's parents.
Yeah.
But about 3 hours away from my dad's parents. So and everyone's okay with that, but... It's just, like, it's how harder, it is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, with my brother moving out and, like, my other one getting older, thinking of moving out, just kind of gets me thinking, like,
what happens if we drift?
What's going to happen if we drift? Like, is it just going to be me, my family, my parents? Or, like, are we going to be that type of family who sees each other, like, what, Christmas and Easter? Like, is it...
Definitely. Yeah. No, I definitely understand that.
Yeah. And so, I don't know, sometimes when I'm just a bit emotional... Just gets in my head, like, I don't want to lose that, because I do have pretty good bonds.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we just kind of started speaking about that.
I actually was observing, because I came down with you, and I was, like, in the pool, and I was, you guys were, like, talking, and I was, like, I should probably go now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's got pretty...
It's a cute moment.
It was pretty cute, and then...
Did you cry?
I did cry.
Did he?
No. He hugged me. He was hugging, nice. And then... He was reassuring that's never going to happen.
Oh, that's sweet.
Which I think was cute. Because sometimes you just need to hear that. Yeah, like, I wouldn't have said that ever sober.
Yeah. And also, it's... Well, I don't know. Because I have an older sister and an older brother.
Mm.
Older sister still lives with me.
Mm.
But I don't know what it's going to be like when she moves out.
Yeah.
Because then it's just going to be me and my brother.
Yeah. But I feel like she would come... Like, oh, she'll come visit a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm, it's just weird, though.
It is. And it's also, like, out of your control.
Yeah, because you can't, like...
You can't do... I can't be, like...
Like, if you... Because we're the youngest.
Yeah. We just kind of see everyone.
Everyone, like, leave.
Yeah, and we're just stuck, like... Yeah. Oh, shit. Everyone's just moving out.
Mm, like, we get everything last. Like, we experience everything after everyone else.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why I got a job so young. Because I was like, everyone else has a job. I want a job. Like, I want to be able to, like, not come to things because I'm working. Like, I thought I was so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think just, like, family, like, sometimes, like, it's all you know. And then when it changes...
You're like, what? It's kind of, like, shocked to the system. Can definitely be hard.
Yeah, very, very confusing. But I think... That's the best thing that could have happened, like, to talk about it.
Because
obviously has no idea that I'm thinking about future, about, 5 years away. Like, so I think just, like, you know.
5 years away, geez.
Well, I mean, he's 22 this year.
Mm.
It's 27. Oh, yeah. That was pretty quick math.
Pretty quick math. Yeah. Quick maths.
I don't know.
But how weird when everyone starts having kids.
Yeah.
When you're married.
Mm. I'm the fucking best. Mommy.
Oh, are you?
I mean, being a mum would be fun, but back to that childbirth combo.
Yeah, not a vibe.
Yeah, I think I'll be definitely having the epidural.
Oh, if possible, yes.
Possibly C-section as well. Possibly. Like, if that works out, sure, I'll take it.
Wild, though.
It is wild. But yeah, so that was story time on getting fucked up with your brother.
Yeah.
And we were both very off our faces and... Sharing the bong. It was a very good experience.
When you think about it, it's very unhygienic.
Very unhygienic.
I mean, like, I don't mind sharing that with, like...
Friends.
Friends. But, like, I didn't, like...
know these them. People, which makes sense. I mean,
but I mean, whatever.
It is what it is.
No one has COVID, so
yeah,
we're safe.
Oh yeah, yeah, shit. It is pretty unhygienic.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's okay.
Don't follow our example.
No, we're not good role models. But I mean, we still live by the motto positive vibes. We try and be good people.
Yeah, I feel like we are.
I don't know.
It's hard to be good all the time.
It is hard to be good all the time. But and as much as everyone tries not to judge people,
you do.
It always happens.
But
like, just gotta... I would judge us too.
I think it's hard.
We're sitting in a room recording our voices.
Yeah, it's human nature to judge other people.
It is. It definitely is.
You're not always going to agree with them, so.
Yeah, and everyone's different, and obviously that's going to cause conflict.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Like milk drinkers, psychopath, normal. Clash. Collide and clash.
Wow.
Crazy stuff.
Well,
I think this has come to an end.
It is. But that was fun.
It's been a pleasure. If you are still here, genuinely
love you, because
you are doing great today as well. Or tonight.
Tonight, whenever you're listening.
Whatever time it is.
Going to bed.
If you're waking up.
Yep.
It's going to be a great day. Just, you know, keep positive.
Yep.
Smile.
Positive energy all around you, because
be that radiant. Be the positive glow. And people are like, damn, that bitch is fucking fire.
Yeah. Be the reason why other people smile.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very rewarding.
It is. Making other people happy is so, like, rewarding.
Or, like, just, like, if you give them, like, a little lollipop like to a kid, not in a weird way.
Yeah, no.
Not, like, luring them into a video or anything. None of that. Well, no, about that. I didn't mean to go there, but.
But, like, you know.
Yeah.
We don't know what you guys are thinking.
Yeah, yeah. We are normal, I promise.
Slightly. But, yeah, no. Just anything to, like, make someone's day. Yeah.
Or even make your own day. Like, if you want to have that chocolate, if you've been. Yeah, if you've been working hard, even if you haven't been working hard, you deserve that chocolate.
Do whatever you want.
Or that lolly, or...
Yeah, anyway.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Cool.
Well, yeah, if you have made it this far.
Congrats.
Congratulations. We love you, and...
Peace out, Brussels sprout.
Peace out, Brussels sprout. Positive vibes only.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure with Charlotte and Molly on Two Aussie Chicks and a Couch.
Yep. Bye. Yeah.